Greetings be unto each of you. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to speak to you of things that are precious both to you and to us. In the 8th chapter of John, the 31st and 32nd verse, passages of Scripture that are being used many times in this conference, passages of Scripture that every minister uses perhaps quite often in his own sermons at his own particular church. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." How wonderful it is today that as we congregate together, we have in common the truth. We have in our hearts and minds a very important objective, that being to magnify our Savior, to uphold the banners of truth that we have. For years, many thousands of years, mankind was imprisoned because he didn't know the truth. We're talking about in things other than religious matters. We find that people were imprisoned by bars and shackles of ignorance. Disease was uncontrolled because it was a great prison that imprisoned people. People were unable to travel, unable to do very much of anything because of the great prison of ignorance that engulfed them. But alas, here in our time, in our day, people began to get wise. A great outbreak of wisdom and understanding. We know today as we look around us that there would be very little of that we know as modern man if it were not for the truth. If it were not for the correct understanding of facts, where would we be today? How far would the space program have gone without the knowledge of the truth, without knowing the exact and precise facts? Only in an understanding of facts has man been able to break the shackles that have been such a prison to him for so many years. Without the precise information that we have today, people have died. And disease, ignorance, brought mankind to use bad and false remedies, unable to help, and even causing death. And also in every other field that we know about. How important it has been for humankind to come to a place when they were knowledgeable of facts, knowing the truth. This is what Jesus is talking about. "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from the prison of ignorance. And how many today are imprisoned by ignorance? In the religious realm, as we turn in the Scriptures to the 4th chapter of Hosea, the 1st verse, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." Truth had been bypassed. Truth had been laid aside. In religious matters, it is a necessity. In the 6th verse, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." They were ignorant. Ignorant of God. Ignorant of His will. Ignorant of His way. Ignorant of the truth. "Because," he says, "thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." God rejects people who are disinterested in knowing the facts. God will reject us at any time we become disinterested in being a Berean. Any time we become disinterested in knowing the facts as they are presented in the Scriptures. Jeremiah the prophet said in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah in the 3rd verse, "And they bend their tongues like their bows for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth." How many people today are valiant for the truth? Are valiant for the truth of the Scriptures? Valiant for the facts that we have in our knowledge, our understanding? Our understanding, having been enlightened, having come to a knowledge of the facts, knowing what Jesus meant. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth." I wonder today if there are those of us today can say that we know the truth. We know what we're talking about. Not because we're something special within ourselves, but because we have accepted the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life. Zechariah said in Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 16, "Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor." If there's anything that we can impart to our neighbor today that would be of benefit to him, it would be to help him to break the shackles of ignorance, to be able to help him to come to a knowledge of the truth, to be able to help our neighbor. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Have you spoken the truth to your neighbor? Have you told him the truths of the Bible? In the 11th chapter of Luke, the 52nd verse, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered." The key of knowledge has been taken away from people, our neighbors that we love. Why and how? Their ministers tell them it doesn't make any difference what you believe. That's taking away the key of knowledge. That's causing them to fail to study. That's causing them to fail to seek and to search for the truths of the Bible. It's a great key that helps us each one. When a person realizes how important it is to believe the truth, he's going to search the Bible to find it. He's going to search the Scriptures until he finds it, and God will help him to find and to know the truth. And today, it behooves each of us to become concerned. To become concerned that other people... We have a ministry to the people of our church, don't we? We have a ministry to the church. We have a ministry to the unchurched. We also have a ministry, if you please, to the false church. We have a ministry to those that have been led astray and are ignorant of God's plan of salvation. The plan as portrayed through the Bible, God's wonderful word. We're told in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, "I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." If there's anything we can know today, anything we ought to know, in this special conference promoting the truth of the gospel, it ought to be that no lie is of the truth. We cannot take a lie and make the truth out of it. This ought to direct our thinking. It ought to help us to realize that promoting the truth is a great concern. Yes, it's a great concern of us to reach out and to help people in other areas as well. But to help a person to know and to break these shackles of ignorance today, to help him to understand God's way, God's plan of salvation, just exactly what God would like. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, we're given insight into the will of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. All would all agree with that, wouldn't they? God wants everybody to be saved. God's desire is that all people should accept His love. The only way to be saved is to accept the way that He has given to us. But God's will is not just that all men would be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. What are we doing about God's will? What are we doing to make sure that God's will is at least presented to people? Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Knowing the facts, understanding the Scriptures as they are written, understanding the doctrines, there's that dirty word again, isn't it? The doctrines of the Bible. The doctrines of the Bible that are dear to the heart, the like precious faith, the common salvation, the faith once delivered to the saints. This is what God's will is, that people should come to the knowledge of this wonderful and glorious truth that we take so for granted so often. And to the Thessalonians, Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." God's will is that people should be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And when people don't come to love the truth, come to know the truth as they should, they're in a position of damnation and of judgment. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. He continues in verse 11 and in verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All people that do not believe the truth of the Bible, who do not search and seek for the truth of the Bible according to this writing, are damned. That's hard, isn't it? Difficult. But yet it's God's way. It's what God has mentioned to us. And here it is for us, right in black and white. We cannot pass it aside. There is ignorance prevailing today. There is ignorance in various fields. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul tells us one of these areas. He says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." People today are ignorant about people who have died. All you have to do is attend a funeral to know that. They're ignorant about people who have died. They don't know the truth, the facts of the Bible when it comes to death. And Paul said, "I wouldn't have you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." So it behooves us then to not have people to be ignorant. Then how are we going to help them? We're going to distribute literature. We're going to talk. We're going to witness. And we're going to see that people know the truth about death. We're going to see that people know where people are when they die. We're going to make sure that they're not ignorant about death, at least if they hear the witness. Let us not be willing that people should be ignorant about those who are asleep either. But let us be strong. Let us be brave for the Lord today. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 again, back to verse 4, concerning God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he says, for why? What reason? Of what truth is he talking? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. God wants people to come to the knowledge of this truth. And if there's any three things in the world today that people, religious-minded people, are ignorant about, first of all, it's the sleep of death, it's the oneness of God, and the fact that Jesus Christ is a man. Those are three things that people seem to be most ignorant about today. And these are truths that God would have people to come to a knowledge of. These are facts that God wants people to know. The watch won't work unless you know the truth about it. The radio won't work unless you know the truth. If it goes wrong, then you send for someone to come and fix it. Someone that knows how to do it. Someone that knows the truth about the watch. The same it is with our refrigerating units in our home. The same it is with everything. We want people to know the truth. So it is with God. He wants us. He wants people, all people everywhere, to know the truth. However, we find that there's a lot of people that don't know the truth. And there are some who are searching for these facts, searching for the understanding. And God said if we would seek for wisdom, if we would ask wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. To upbraid means to scold. God will not scold anyone for being ignorant about the truth unless they're unwilling to seek for the truth. Anyone who is ignorant about the truth, God won't scold that person. If he'll come to him and ask him for truth, If he'll seek for the truth, if he'll search the Scriptures daily, as did the Berean, if he will study to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, those people God won't scold if they're interested in knowing the truth, if we'll help them to find these facts, if we'll point them to Christ, if we'll point them to the truth about Christ, to the truth about God, to the truth about man. In the fifth chapter of Hebrews, the first and second verse, we're given insight into the very personality of Christ. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Who can have compassion on the ignorant, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Jesus can have compassion on the ignorant. Jesus can have compassion on people that don't understand the truth. And he does have compassion. He has provided a means of salvation for all. He has reached out in a wonderful way. But yet we are admonished. God is looking for people to worship him today, but he's not just looking for anyone. We're told in John that God seeks a certain type of person to worship him. Those people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. If people are willing to worship God and are desirous to worship God in spirit and in truth, God's looking for that person. Let's help him find them. As fellow laborers with God, let's help him find this special type of person that's seeking for the truth. But so many times, our witness goes unheeded, doesn't it? Sometimes we just wonder. There's a passage of Scripture that in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 38th verse, that enters into this very deeply. If any man, just simply says this, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Anybody that won't listen to God's word, that won't listen and heed the truth, having been introduced to the fact, who is disinterested in knowing the truths of the Bible and won't listen, that person, he says, just let him be ignorant. How many of us have met people like that? It's tragic, isn't it? To work and to labor, to endeavor to get someone to come to know the truth, and then to see them just shun away from the gospel message, the gospel, those beautiful and wonderful doctrines of the Bible. The doctrines of the Bible were not for us to hide. The doctrines were to hold out in a wonderful way to all peoples everywhere. In Psalm the 60th chapter in the 4th verse, David said, "Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth." Yes, God's banner over us is love. And God gives us a banner to display, people to display, who will display that because of the truth. People who love their neighbor and want to see them understand and come to a knowledge of the truth and will take it out there to them and help them to find it. Then we can display that banner. That banner that's been given to us because of the truth. Selah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the fact that he has given us a banner. A banner that we can display against all odds, against all those that would stand against the Word of God. And so the message to us today is to help the prisoners be free. To help to break the bars and the shackles of the prisons of ignorance that are around everywhere. People are interested, and they wouldn't dare have someone to come out to their homes and repair something that had torn up, a refrigerator or a stove, unless he was aware of the fact, unless he knew how to fix it, unless he knew the truth about that refrigerator. But how many people today are interested in calling someone that knows the truth, that realizes that the key of knowledge is the fact that it does make a difference what you believe, and that will call that person to come and to help them to come to know the truth and to understand God's perfect plan of salvation. God has spent many, many years of time in preparing through the prophets, through the apostles, through Jesus Christ himself, the Word, having preserved the Word of God all of these years. And then for him to come along and say, it doesn't matter what you believe about, it doesn't make sense, does it? It makes sense to help people to know the truth. It makes sense to lead people to the true Christ, to lead them to know about the true God, and to know the truth about themselves.